breakfast. Gotta wake up. Happy hump day, homies. Hope you're having a good one so far. If it's a hump day that you're listening to me on, or maybe it's just a normal, I don't know, Sunday, Friday. I mean, it could be a hump day if you know what I mean. Woo! I get to get the inappropriate content out of the way on the catch-up. Not allowed to do that stuff on air. Uh-uh. You don't get that from 6 till 9 in the morning. And today's catch-up, I'm going to be talking about feet. More specifically, feet that are floating in the ocean. Bit of fun. Also, your parents. What do you turn to your parents for? Turns out I turn to them for a lot. Probably a bit too much, considering my age. I should be a lot more independent by now. But hey, if they're there, I'm going to ask their advice. And finally, I've got a weird love. It's Weird Love Wednesday, so I kind of use this show to get a bit of, validity from people. You know, I need people to accept the way that I am. Otherwise, I just spiral out of control and discover just how weird I am. So that's coming up next, my Weird Love Wednesday for today. Enjoy the catch-up.
Hit breakfast with Ellie.
Because it's a Wednesday, of course, it's time for me to do Weird Love Wednesdays.
These are a few of my favourite
weird things.
Now, this is a segment that's inspired by the fact that I like weird things. The first Weird Love Wednesday I did was about egg whites. Love egg whites. Can't get enough of them. Last week's was about Coke Zero. I mean, that's not so much weird, but the amount I love it and the impact that it has on my day-to-day life, it's kind of weird. Also, I've been told. But I think all these things are perfectly normal. Yesterday was kind of a Weird Love Wednesday, but on a Tuesday when I discussed my love for the word grouse, which my boyfriend doesn't let me use. It's a great word. It's a grouse word. So today's Weird Love Wednesday is something that is close to my heart. I do it a few times a week, and that is grocery shopping. I love it!
I love shopping.
I love it. Honestly, I go to Coles, I go to Woolies, I go to all the supermarkets. I can't get enough of them. And I'll put my headphones in and I'll go up and down each and every aisle. I make sure that I've checked every single aisle because I don't know what I'm going to need. I don't know what bargain's going to pop out at me. And I will spend over an hour there most times I go. And sometimes I go there to buy one thing and I'll end up with a whole trolley because I love it so much. I mean, it's not very economically viable. I was watching this show on Channel 9 last night about spending less and eating well. Eat well, spend less, I think it was called, or something. A lot of issues were brought up in myself because they were like, you need to go to the shops and be prepared with what you're going to buy. And that way you won't overspend or overpurchase. Yeah, I love it too much. It's like my hobby. And you put a little podcast on and you walk around and you're just in your own world at the grocery store. So many people hate it. So many people find it such a chore, but nah, not me. I love grocery shopping. Normal shopping, like clothes shopping and stuff, I can do without. But groceries, it'll get me every time because I like to look at the nutrition information. I'll stop and look at the nutrition information of things and then that'll decide whether I want to buy it, or I'll stop and see, is 100 grams of this in this small package equivalent to buying a kilo, like bulk buying? Does that work out better for me? There's so many little nuances to grocery shopping that is just so good. Does that make me a normal person? Or if you see me grocery shopping next time, are you going to be like,
I mean, you're really weird.
Really weird. Is it a weird love? Is it a normal love? I don't know. Call me if you like, 13, 12, 16, if you share my love for grocery shopping or if you think that I am a strange cat and I should probably get off your radio.
Hit breakfast with Ellie.
It is Weird Love Wednesday, so I like to talk about the weird things that I love.
These are a few of my favourite
weird
things.
Yeah, I've been through egg whites. I've been through the word grouse. I've been through Coke Zero. But today's is grocery shopping. I have a weird love for grocery shopping. I cannot get enough of it. I'll go as many times as I can during the week. I'll spend over an hour there just, studying each of the items, seeing what bargains I can get. Oh, it's just the best. So I put the call out on 13, 12, 16. Does that make me weird that I love grocery shopping, or is it, a relatively normal thing? Now, hello, Sarah. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you, Ellie?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Now, are you calling because you're sharing my passion for grocery shopping, or am I weird?
You know, no, I think, look, you haven't got kids.
So
that's true.
While you haven't got kids, enjoy it. It can be enjoyable.
Okay.
Once you've got kids, if the kids are with you, no fun.
Yeah. Do you know what? That takes me back to when I was a kid, because I remember going grocery shopping with mum and being like, "Mum, can we get these icy bowls? Can we get this yogurt?"
Yeah. That's what it's like.
Oh, so before BK, I was going to say BC, before kids, did you like it? Was it a nice, like, a bit of me time for you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Even now, if I get to go by myself, I don't mind taking my time. But, with kids, not enjoyable.
Yeah, that is a great point. All right, so you're saying I should never have kids because I need to keep my hobby?
Yeah, exactly. Or as you get, you'll find another one as you get older.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. What's yours now? What do you do for me time?
I love reading.
Okay.
I love op shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I imagine both of those are difficult with kids around as well.
Yeah, if you put them to bed early enough, it's all right. Yeah. Or if you sneak away or while they're at school, always good.
Yeah, just palm them off. Get a babysitter. Go read your book.
Exactly.
Oh, love it. Oh, thanks so much for your call, Sarah.
Oh, good. Have a good day, Ellie.
Thanks, mate. You too. All right. Well, I'm going to say that officially I'm not weird for my love for grocery shopping. I'm sure next week I'll have something that's even weirder, though. Don't you worry.
Hit Breakfast with Ellie.
There are plenty of reasons why I'm thankful to live in the Goulburn Valley, to live in Shep, to live in this beautiful part of the world. You hear all these stories from the big cities that just, you know, seems like it's not a great place to live. Like last week, we had the Fox fare evading on a Melbourne tram. You wouldn't get that here. I mean, we don't have trams, so it's fine. No worries about that. But this week I've been alerted to another reason why I'm thankful to live here, because we don't live on the coast, because along with coasts come some pretty horrendous things like sharks and jellyfish and currents and rips. They're not great. But in Canada this week, the coast has brought a whole nother type of horror. A foot has washed up on shore. When I say a foot, I mean a human foot complete with a hiking boot. It's just washed up on the coast of British Columbia. And you think, that's weird. That's strange. It's sad, you know, someone's foot floating around in the water. But then you realize that 14 feet have been found in that region in the last 11 years. That's either 7 people or, you know, 14 one-legged people. That's not a great stat to have. It's a very strange finding to have on the coastline. And the authorities are saying that it's nothing grim about it. You know, it's all people who have died by natural causes. But I don't know. I reckon there's a bit of a conspiracy theory on someone with a real foot fetish going around in Canada. And so it just makes me thankful that we don't have to deal with that here. Yeah, we've got Vic Park Lake. Yeah, we've got the Murray River. We've got the Goulburn River. But no feet in those. You know, our town isn't suffering from this. Oh, God. I know it's in poor taste, but when I read that story, I just had to. Anyway, my thoughts go out to everyone in Canada affected by the 14 floating feet.
Hit Breakfast with Ellie. Trending now at hit.com.au.
Australians are more vain than Americans. That's what's come out of this morning. 500,000 cosmetic procedures have been done in the last year. That's a lot of people. What have we got in Australia? 28 million or something? I mean, I don't want to do the maths, but that's like 1/40, 1/56 of the population. Oh, God, I probably got that maths very wrong. But that's a lot of people. That's what I'm getting at. Everything from Botox to boob jobs to lipo to the whole shebang. So we're beating America. Now we're fatter than them and more fake than them. It's a bit of a worry. If you want to get healthier, though, lose that weight, then broccoli is the veggie you need to improve your health. It's got a whole range of health benefits. It's got calcium. It's good for your gut health. Everyone loves a bit of good gut health. Oh, God, what am I talking about? Oh, God. All right, let's move on to the important stuff. Backstreet Boys are coming out with a new album. Their 9th album. The first single off it's going to be called Don't Go Breaking My Heart, and it's going to be released pretty soon. It's exciting. They haven't done anything for a while. Their last hit was Incomplete in 2005. That was ages ago. I don't know if they can call themselves the Backstreet Boys anymore. I feel like they're more like the Backstreet middle-aged men now. Doesn't really have the same ring to it, does it?
Hit Breakfast with Ellie.
Hey, don't you reckon, no matter how old you get, when it comes to your parents, you always kind of just revert to being a little child again. I always find that when I'm around them, particularly now that I don't live near them, when I go and visit them in Perth or if they come and visit me here, I find that I'm just instantly back to being a little child. I'm like letting them cook for me and letting them clean for me and doing all of that. But I realized how much I kind of rely on them yesterday because we've got a rent inspection at my place today. Oh, firstly, rent inspections suck. I hate them so much. I mean, I get they're necessary, but it's just so annoying. You got to furiously clean your house the night before, scrubbing down like windowsills, getting the dust off windowsills. That was a crappy job. Cleaning the shower. Ugh, it was gross. But the one thing that I had to do yesterday that I've never actually really done before was gardening. We've got like a long driveway at our place and there were a fair few weeds around the driveway. So I said, all right, I'm going to get my hands dirty. I'm going to get down and pull out these weeds. So I spent about 2 hours in the garden yesterday, the driveway, weeding and pulling out stuff. But I got out there at the start and I looked around and I was like, I don't know how to tell which of these plants are weeds and which of these plants are not. Because some of them were green. So I was like, oh, they look healthy enough. Does it? But, you know, weeds can be healthy, apparently. So I thought, I can't do this by myself. I'm going to butcher the garden. So I called my mum. I got her on FaceTime and I was like, Mum, I need your help. You are a gardening guru. Our garden at home, beautiful. Mum spends so much time in there. And over the years, she's forced me to spend time in there with her, but I never have known what I'm doing. I'm just like, which ones do I pull out? What do I do here? You know? And I hated it. In fact, I hated it so much that when I was about 10 years old, my job was to hoe the garden or whatever. I don't know. And I pretended to hit my foot with the hoe so I could get out of it. That's how much I hated gardening. So I called Mum yesterday and I was like, Mum, I'm doing some gardening. And she almost fell off her chair. She was like, what do you mean you're gardening? You can't garden. I was like, yes, I know, Mum. I hate it, but it's necessary. The rent inspection's happening tomorrow. I've got to show that my house is clean, that we're looking after it. And after she stopped laughing, which took, you know, a good few minutes, she's like, all right, get me on FaceTime. Show me around. So I'm walking around our driveway with Mum on FaceTime being like, okay, what's this one? Is this one a weed? Do I pull that one out? Or what do I do? And it turns out 90% of them were weeds. So thanks for that, Mum. But it made me realise there's not a lot I can do without my parents. If a simple act of pulling out weeds is too difficult for me without Mummy's help, then how have I gotten this far, firstly? And when it comes to taxes and super and stuff, Dad, he gets a call. I just can't do it alone. What am I going to do when they're gone one day? God, I don't even want to think about that.
Hit Breakfast with Ellie.
I discovered yesterday that I'm still a bit of a child and that I seem to need my parents' help for everything. I've got a rent inspection today. And so yesterday I was like, okay, I'm going to weed the garden. I'm going to do some gardening. Went outside and realised that I don't know which ones are weeds and which ones are plants. It's tough. And so I thought I got to call, you know, the wealth of all knowledge in my mother and get her to give me some help. So I called her, I FaceTimed her, I was wandering around my garden, being like, all right, Mum, do I pull out this one? Is that a weed? Whatever. And she had to help me out with it. So I thought, am I the only one out there who turns to their parents despite being an adult? I put the call out on 13, 12, 16. What was the last thing you got your parents to help you with? And Jess from New Mercury, you've given us a call. What was the last thing you got your parents to help you with?
Just this week, I had to turn to my dad to help me change my work clothes.
Change your what? Your work clothes?
My light clothes.
Oh, your light clothes.
I have these down lights in my house and I just can't figure out how to get them out of the roof so that I can change them. So I had to have him come help me.
Did they require like a ladder and everything? Like, was it that difficult?
Like, I don't need any tools. So Dad, anything I need done around the house, Dad comes and just does it for me.
Do you know what? I laugh, but my dad helped me change the light globes in my car once, so I can't really give you too much ass for it. Oh, thanks so much for your call, Jess.
No worries.
Moving on to Georgia from New Mercury. Hello, Georgia.
Hi, good morning, Ellie. How are you?
Well, thank you. All right, hit me. Are you as bad an adult as I am? Do you turn to your parents for
stuff?
Oh, my
gosh. I think I can trump you on this one. So a few years ago, and keep in mind I was 23 at the time, mm-hmm. had a new little car, And the petrol light came on, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder how long I can drive my car for before it really feels like it's running out of petrol, you know, like not just like I'm sort of obliged because the light is on to go and get a tank full. So,
oh, God, you're living on the edge. That scares me so much. So, go on.
I drove to uni one day, and that went really well, and the light was still on. Anyway, the third day rolled around, and my car sort of started laboring a bit. And I was like, as I was driving it, and I was thinking, oh, my goodness, I probably need to take it to the mechanic. There's something clearly wrong with my car, just not putting two and two together that it was the petrol running out. And then I'm driving in the city later that day. Like, I come from Perth as well, actually. And I was driving up a ginormous hill, and I just completely, the car conked out. And, of course, I didn't have roadside insurance or assurance or nobody to come from RAC or anybody. So I called my dad, whose car, his car was actually in the service, like having a service itself.
Oh, you're kidding.
He walked into the city with a massive tank of petrol for me, like lugged the whole thing there to fill up my tank.
By
like,
foot?
If that, yeah, by foot. By foot.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably thinking the whole time, like, we've raised such an imbecile.
So 3 days on an empty tank.
Yeah.
And, do you know what? I'm impressed you got that far.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, it's a little gets. It's pretty fuel efficient. It was a good experiment, and lucky I had Dad to bail me out.
Oh, God, I know. We need him for everything, don't we? So if you're from Perth, do you live with your parents now?
No, I don't. I'm living in Victoria now.
Struggling without them.
Dreadfully.
Oh, well, good luck. I hope you can make it through the day. And if your petrol light's on, just a hot tip. I mean, I'm not a parent, but I'll tell you this. Fill up your tank, maybe.
Thanks, Ellie. Thanks. Yeah, I do need those pearls of wisdom.
Oh, thanks so much for your call, Georgia.
Thanks, Elle. Bye.
Hit Breakfast with Ellie.